We are Science Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Coastal News Home and Away podcast. First look, it's Sunday evening or thereafter if you're listening to this a bit late. and we are looking ahead. Yesterday was our main episode release. Go check that out if you haven't done so already. Downloading all the drama from the Bay last week. This week we're going to look ahead and we're looking forward to finding out really what on earth is going on with that kiss, the aftermath of that kiss with Levi and Mac, and much more that I can't remember off the top of my head. How are you doing, Sophie? You okay?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. Are you?
Good, good. You made it to Sunday evening.
I know.
Made it.
Just about, yeah.
How many times have you sang the Scat Man?
I'm a scat man all weekend. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. I know, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine.
That was also in there. Yeah. Top three was that. And then someone like you, obviously, is always in my head.
Yeah, you make me. I sing that a lot, you know. Is that. Do you do that a lot?
It gets in my head more than I'd like to admit, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's not just me, thank gosh.
No, it's not just you. No.
Well, will we get a performance of someone like you this week? Do you want to find out?
Oh, go on then.
Go on then, if I must. You're here now, you might as well.
Exactly.
Before we do, how much Prosecco can you earn? Oh. Monday, the 11th of March.
Is it?
Five star, yes. 6:30 PM is episode number.
I do actually think I know this, and now I'm going to make a tit of myself when I get it wrong. But because I watched a couple of these episodes again online, I think I can probably work this out. Let me just count my fingers.
Eating this now, I'll tell you.
Eight.
We're going to stop this game.
8182.
Perfect. Well done.
Yes.
It was much funny when we were getting it wrong. I don't know.
I know it was. It was. It was much funnier when I was like, oh, is it 7,000? You were like, no, you're like 1,000 out.
Anyway, we're a bit closer since I last asked you. What do you reckon we should do for 9,000?
What, in 3.5 years? I'll be lucky to be alive. We'll see. We'll see. I'm going to be very old by then, so I might not even remember who you are.
Right.
No, because I'll have dementia, won't I? Clearly.
I'll have to redo the whole thing at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, you will. Just to remind me, who is she? Who was she?
Every 5 minutes, we are Science Sophie. This is Coastal News.
Oh, okay. Not the bingo. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just have to keep playing that to you. Like...
Yeah, okay.
Okay, 8182, you ready?
I am.
Bree is overprotective of her patient.
A patient? Is it her boyfriend?
It might be, yeah. She's we saw her with the wet wipes Friday night, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Unclean. She's... Unclean. Yeah.
Oh, God, Lord help her if a pandemic comes along.
Could we get a pandemic 3 years later? Maybe we could. 4 years later. Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I would literally die if they did a pandemic storyline on Home and Away.
4 years later.
Can you imagine lockdown?
Lockdown? No, these people wouldn't be in lockdown. They'd still be going for their daily walk.
Yeah. The coffee cart's outdoors.
They'd be super spreaders. Summer-based super spreaders. John would be there going, I've just seen Tane walking around without a mask on.
He would, wouldn't he? He'd definitely be the mask police. Yeah.
He would have touched someone's letterbox with his hands. No gloves. Yeah, definitely.
John trying to do the Serve Club Committee online on Zoom. Doing a Summer Bay Zoom quiz.
I love that. Yes.
What was any of the other lockdown trends? Can't remember now.
Banana bread.
Banana bread, yeah. Oh, banging his pan.
Oh, no toilet roll. Someone rushing around asking for toilet roll. Faster. Yeah.
They should do it. Enough times, Pat.
Clapping and banging.
We might have to lose Alf, though.
They could clap for the diner ladies because they're doing home delivery.
Yeah, banana bread.
Yeah, there we go.
Can Leah keep Justin at a distance?
No, I'm going to say.
No, yeah.
As we've seen through the eyes of the promo, that he turns up at the house and looks at her through the screen door, doesn't he?
Yeah, don't set them off about the promo.
Sorry, guys.
Harper, I mean, it does always give it away. It is frustrating, but yes,
I keep thinking I'll turn it off, and then I can't stop myself from watching it. I have to know.
Yeah. And also, if you want the theme song, you know what I mean?
I have to wait. I know, but I could mute it and look away. And then, like, because it's usually about 30 seconds, isn't it? The promo. 30 to a minute.
God, yeah. The 7 o'clock news is on by the time I found the remote. Harper and Tane reclaim their friendship.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. She's working her magic. We said on the main episode yesterday at length how much we think she's manipulating this whole thing.
Yeah.
Levi can't bring himself to leave Summer Bay. I bet he can't.
No. Is it leave Summer Bay or leave Mac?
Leave Summer Bay. Well, it might be one in the same, might it? There's no need for him to be there if she's discharged or whatever.
Yeah. I don't think it's Eden. I think it's probably Mac.
Does he have to go back to... Is something... You know what I mean?
Well, he's a scab man. So he has to go where the scabs happen. So, I guess he has to go back to... She doesn't need him anymore, does she, really?
Yeah. And obviously they're not going to pay him all that, you know, mega bucks to...
No. Sit and do crosswords all day with him.
Also,
no.
Has he got... this? You know, has he got a family? No.
Well, yeah.
Actually, it'd be the same as Eden would know, wouldn't she? Well, I don't know. Justin's plea with Leah backfires.
Oh, dear. We're going to have a while of this, aren't we? Them two back and forth. I want to talk to you. No, you can't talk to me. I don't know how to feel about
it. I need more time. I love you. Please come home.
I'm not in the cult.
Yeah, and she's going to be like, I'm going to Cyprus. Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah. This next one. Is the surf club under threat? Oh! I can't wait for this.
There was a random phone call, wasn't there? Wasn't Alf on the phone to somebody? Said, oh, Rue's having another dinner meeting with another surf club member or something. Because we haven't seen Rue this week, but we're to believe that she's been whining and dining these angry surf club committee members and trying to convince them not to hand their resignation in to the committee and like just, I don't know, just go with it. Jenny it, like we have to with all the storylines. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We haven't come back to this, have we, this week? It was just that one... Did you pick up on that phone call?
I did, yeah. We didn't mention it yesterday, did we? But yeah.
No.
Because it sort of explained Rue's absence from everything, you know. Because the whole rest of the bay was at Salt by the Sea. It sort of explained her absence. But yeah, very... Well, you know I want this. I want this big community story.
I know. Yeah, you literally asked for it. So
For it last year. So thank you. I am looking forward to this. I love these things, me. They're not high stakes. They're not high drama. But it gets characters that wouldn't normally mix in.
Yes.
And I think, especially with the block storytelling, it just helps mix things up a bit, you know. So is the surf club under threat? You know, that's the centre of Summer Bay. Right there. Like, how more important can you get? Everyone's going to rally for this.
Yeah.
I hope this is good. I really do. Here for it. Is Felicity ready to move on?
No.
No, but is she giving it a go, maybe?
Is it not a bit early to do? What do you mean by move on? Do we mean move on as in try and get past the what's happened and be friends? Or do we mean move on to another person? Because I'm not here for that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I read that as move on as in, you know, another fella. You know, short skirt back to Yabby Creek dancing on the bar sort of thing.
Oh, God.
Or...
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to read it.
No. Okay, we'll have to watch it. Like you'd miss it. Mackenzie needs a girl's day.
Ditto, love. Can I come? Ditto. I would love a girl's
Marley
day.
Out the house. I'm not your sister. Get out. Get
yeah. Out. Yeah. No more magic Marley. Thank you in the living room. Who's the girls? Is it so Flick, maybe? But who's Max? We've got Max Macpack, which is the boys, isn't it? Like Tane, Marley, Xander. Who are Mackenzie's girls apart from Flick? Rose? Eden? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Who's her gal pals? I don't know.
It's only Flick. It's only Flick I can see it working with.
Yeah. Maybe it is just Flick. Maybe it's just the two of them. Because they need that's... it, don't they? Because they obviously it's been a bit fraught since the last.
And maybe it's linked to Felicity moving on. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe they've gone for a spa day or something.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
Some hot body in the sauna. Rose is roped in to save the surf club.
Rose is going to save the surf club? Jeepers. They must be in dire straits.
Well, yeah, so Rose is roped. Let's do the next line. So that's Rose is roped in to save the surf club. Next line. The surf club is a sinking ship.
Good job, Rose. Good job. Oh, Jesus. What's happening?
It's going to go under the surf.
So, sinking ship, does that come from rats leaving a sinking ship? As in the committee members have all quit now?
Could be, yeah. Or it could be it's going down.
Oh, God.
Going under.
We've just
had a makeover. We've just upgraded the Wi-Fi. It'd be a shame.
We've just had a JP's gelato bar, juice bar, whatever it is. Yeah.
It'd be a shame. Oh, I hope it's good. I hope Rose isn't doing too much. Do you know what it'll be, though? Because Rose is dating Marley and Marley's livelihood is within that building.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's going to be sticking her ear in, isn't she?
That makes more sense than just Rose saving the surf. I just couldn't understand. Yeah.
What can I do? I wonder if she can step in with some sort of legality aspect.
Maybe there's a protest or something. That's what the cops get called for, isn't it? Protesting and...
Yeah. Some extras with a billboard, yeah.
Yeah. Don't know. I'd love to do that.
Xander offers Felicity... Oh, God.
Oh, no. What?
Shoulder to lean on.
Oh.
Yeah, but...
He was having a little ear-to-ear thing. With Harper the other day, wasn't he? He was like,
I thought he and Dana had a bit of a sparkle going on.
Oh really? Oh, I've missed that. All right, okay. I felt he was warning Harper off. You know, the other day when they had that conversation. And she was like, "Oh, Tane. Oh, I just care about him." And he was like, "Yeah, well, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you should back off because his marriage is ending." And like, Flick's mad.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like the third person, because Rue told her, be careful of Flick. Irene told her, be careful of Flick. Then Xander said it. And I was like, is she ever going to listen to these people? Like, back off. You don't know them. You don't know the ins and outs. You've only heard Tane's side and you don't know Flick. Maybe you should butt out. And he kind of did the same thing, didn't he? He was like, well, yeah, like his marriage is falling apart and, you know, she's going through loads of stuff right now. So, like, maybe back off. I don't know. Yeah. But was he how do I say this? I don't know. Was he protecting his own interest by sort of saying, stay away from Tani, but hello, I'm single.
Interesting. Interesting angle. I don't know. I think Harper wants,
I don't think she knows what she wants.
She wants Tani. Why have a beef burger when steak's on the menu? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know whether she does want him. I think she just wants him to like her. And then as soon as she's managed that, she's freaked out and gone, oh, he kissed me. Oh, Cash, he kissed me. Oh, Dana, he kissed me. Oh, everybody. But don't tell anybody. Don't make a big deal out of it like I am, because I'm telling everybody in the world. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you tell I'm still feeling a little bit off with this girl?
Yeah, no, yeah. No, never. You're hiding it well. Will Cash get his job back? So that must be his hearing. No. Yeah.
No, please don't give him his job back. But I want fun cash. Well, party cash. Yeah,
there is that. But devil's advocate now, if he doesn't get his job back, we've only got Rose in, you know.
But that's good, because it means loads of crime will happen and she won't have a clue what's going on, and I will get drama.
Yeah, and we have heard, actually, do you know what? A good point. We have heard there's been a new Summer Beer Bad Boy cast.
That's true. Yeah.
She'll not be able to cope on her own with that. Theo is caught between Justin and Leah. That was an inevitability, wasn't it? If they're feuding all week.
Yeah. He's going to be saying to Justin, leave it. And she's going to be saying, I want to see you, Theo, but don't bring Justin.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for Theo. I feel really bad for him.
I do, and he's such a grown up young man nowadays.
But how long is it going to be until Theo starts to, you know, this all catches up with him and he starts to go off the rails? Do you know what I mean? I think there's a possible issue for him here, because he's been wobbling for a while, hasn't he? Like, Justin's had to pull him aside a couple of times recently and been like, you okay, mate? And he's been, like, the whole thing about the song for the wedding, he had a meltdown over that, didn't he? It's my song.
Yeah.
It wasn't about the song. It was about Leah and about the fact that he felt helpless and he didn't know what to do.
I think he might take it a bit personal as well, with her being moved out. I think he'll take it hard, I think, yeah. Mm. At the end of the day, she's blood, not Justin.
Well, I know, but he had that meeting, didn't he, at the band meeting, where nobody else turned up, I don't think. But then he said to Justin, like, if you and Leah split up, what does that mean for us? And Justin kind of gave him a hug, like, you know, we'll always have each other. Even if I'm not with your aunt, you know, I'll always be there for you. Because Justin's like, he's not his dad, he's not like a dad role, but he is like an older brother even, isn't he, to Theo now. There's like a family dynamic there that's not just auntie's boyfriend.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with him living there so long.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It's poor Theo again. I mean, we always say poor Theo.
I know.
If we don't say third wheel Theo. but yeah, poor Theo is a lovely, lovely young man.
He is. Yeah.
Last line of the week, then. Opportunity knocks for Rose.
What, the quiz show? Is she going on a game show?
Don't you just aged yourself there?
Yourself. Damn it, can you edit that bit out?
I'll think about it.
I can't even guess what that means. It's too cryptic.
Please take the time to like, subscribe, and review Coastal News wherever you source your podcasts, and ensure you never miss an episode.